thing in the world
uh-huh,
to him.
Uh-huh.
And it's so old and brittle and all, I just set it there in my bedroom to
mm-hmm.
use, and there it is.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fix a fine, a nice cushion on it out of velvet. I've got
velvet.
A whole lot of it done.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Janetta's only girl, and when I die, I want her to have that to put in her bedroom. Marjorie's got three girls, and I can't give them all to charity.
Yeah, right.
I give it to them.
Yeah, well, that's good. That you've been able to keep that and everything.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful.
And I've got the frame part of the table he made for him and Ma to go to keeping house with.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get a good carpenter to hold it, knows his business,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have him put a top on it like these store-bought tables, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you just wipe off. Now that and then there's got that kind of a top on it under that old oil cloth, but
mm-hmm.
That's too big for me and that other little table. If I had it, well, you know, it'd be all right for me. I had that fixed, so I was aiming to have my kids and grandkids all at home with me one Christmas, and I was
mm-hmm.
making a big table big enough for feet off of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, I noticed that was a big one.
Well, that table in there, I guess it's 100 years old and was made with square nails.
It was. That one right there? Well, isn't that something? Well, it's a big table. I noticed that first thing
mm-hmm.
when I came in.
Well, he cut it. The man that put the top on it cut the top down just a little bit, not
mm-hmm.
too much, but it
mm-hmm.
was even longer than that till he...
Mm-hmm.
And he tore the boards off so he could make it smoother with that plyboard
mm-hmm.
on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't... What I want to do is just get a little bitty thin plyboard and put on top of them boards, but he was the one that was doing the work, and
mm-hmm.
I wanted it done the best, and he
mm-hmm.
said that would be the best.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
well, now you didn't, of course, have anything like this in those days, did
you?
Oh,
they didn't know, people didn't know what a couch was. All we had occasionally, somebody have a rocking chair,
mm-hmm.
and then just what they call cane bottom chairs. Now these is dining room chairs,
mm-hmm.
and I can remember the first ones I ever saw, and I never will forget. There's an old lady visiting, you know, and of course the first thing they presented one of these new chairs to her to sit in. She said, "No, my God, if I sit upstairs, I want to be upstairs."
Oh no! Isn't that funny? I guess you never would forget something like that.
No, and knowing the old lady like I did. Well,
oh yeah, it made it even funnier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now in the bedroom, what would you call that piece of furniture that they has drawers in it and put things in?
Well, they. Most of the time they call them chests of drawers if
mm-hmm.
they had one of them, but there wasn't very many,
not many
people had them.
Well, what about if it had a mirror on it? What would you
Well, they call them dressers.
If they had a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but they're scarce, and people didn't have closets in their, clothes closets in their home like they do now.
Yeah.
And
where would they hang them up then?
Well, they didn't have very many. They just folded them up and put them in what they called a clothes press. They had my mother had one. I forgot where she said she got it.
Mm-hmm.
Just take two planks about 12, 15 inches wide this way, you know, stand them up. They'd
mm-hmm.
go nearly to the ceiling and
mm-hmm.
put shelves in here. And then they'd spread the cloth over that.
Oh, they call that a clothes press.
Call it, and that's where they'd put their quilts and their clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't have so many clothes was what they could put one in. You take from the floor to the top of the house
mm-hmm.
and it'd be just about this wide.
Well, did you ever see a piece of furniture?